Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by the Iowa House Representatives District 20, Representative Chloe Bodler, joining us for our biweekly updates from the legislative sessions in Des Moines. Chloe, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet. How you been?
Not too bad. I hope you've been doing well. One thing that seems to have been going a little bit better is the budget negotiations with changes in the revenue estimate. What can you tell us about those updates and what it'll do impacting the budget going forward?
Well, number one, we did get through the appropriation. That was a long, hard debate, hard decisions to make. That's something that we had to do because revenues did not come in like they anticipated. So I think everybody's a little apprehensive, I think is the word I would use, about what's going to happen in the future with revenues, regardless of what the estimating council says. But I think, quite frankly, with the change in the Senate, negotiations have been going better.
Let's talk about a couple of your bills that have gained traction through the legislative bodies. Why don't you give us an update on the drone bill for eliminating contraband flyovers over correctional facilities?
Well, right now, it's on the debate calendar. Hasn't been brought forward. We're ready to go when that happens. For insurance companies, the protections built in there for them, for anybody else that has a legitimate reason. Again, legitimate reason to fly over prisons, jail facilities. All they have to do is get permission. Anybody else should not be over those facilities. So we'll see if that goes.
A couple other topics maybe to look at how they hit close to home. President Trump with his tariffs for aluminum and steel. How would those possibly impact any legislation passed in the Iowa legislature or any negotiations on current legislative bills and topics?
Right now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know. That's a very, very fluid situation where people are still talking. President Trump has a point. If they charge us X number of dollars, we charge them X number of dollars. What I'm concerned about is it could affect soybeans and pork right now. I guess pork is on the chopping block. We'll have to see how this thing ends up. But it comes down from where I see it, from what I've heard, what I've read, to fairness. And it looks like we're getting, quite frankly, screwed.
Chloe, anything else on the docket that Guthrie or Ader County residents should be aware of either in the coming week or just recently that has been passed?
You know, I think one thing we passed the other day is put the Second Amendment in Iowa's Constitution. We're only one of six states that doesn't already have a Second Amendment in their state constitution. And what this says is the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sovereign state of Iowa affirms and recognizes this right to be fundamental individual right. Any and all restrictions of this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny. Now, it has to pass the Senate, which it did. And so after the election this coming year, it has to pass both houses, the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate, in the exact same form. Can't change a comma, can't change a period. Then it goes on the ballot for Iowa voters to be the ultimate decider in this. I think from the bills that have been introduced, it's very important for Iowans to have this in the Constitution, in Iowa Constitution. We'll see how that goes. Kind of be honest with you, I'll be a little sad that I won't be part of it next go around. But I'll be out here championing both the House and the Senate and the voters of Iowa to put this in our Constitution. We did have another bill to require schools to have an emergency plan in case of an attack of any kind. This went on, it seemed like, endlessly. And then everybody voted for it. It was almost an embarrassment of the people that opposed this on the floor and yet in final passage, everyone voted for it. That's kind of how things are going right now. It's difficult to get anything done in this atmosphere.
Claude, one other topic I wanted to touch on here before we let you get back into your work there in Des Moines, the backfill, kind of a basis for funds for cities, counties, that sort of thing, to complete extra projects, if you will. What do you know about that and whether it will stay or whether it will be phased out or whether it will be taken out immediately?
Well, right now, I would say all of those things are on the table that you just mentioned. I think probably this fiscal year, it'll stay. Now, will it be phased out in the future? Looks like it. It could be phased out if it worked like it was supposed to, and you've had more tax dollars, et cetera, more companies coming into your community. You'll be phased out first, and the ones that did not recover like it was planned to will be continued in the program.
Once again, that's Chloe Bodler, the District 20 representative, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Chloe, it's always a pleasure.
Hey, you be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.